The Valley's housing market is still going strong.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Valley's housing market is continuing to move up. As of the end of January 2018, there were some 8,400 residential units sold in the Valley the last 12 months, a 6% increase compared to the same period of the previous year. And this is happening when the inventory of homes for sale is dropping. While we have not yet reached the overheated 2005-2006 housing market, we are clearly moving in that direction. The average sales price of a residential unit in the Valley spiked in January. This could be an exception due to the fact that mortgage rates are rising and people expect them to go even higher. So if you were in the market and wanted to lock in the lower rates, that was the time. Average price of residential units sold in the Valley over the last 12 months also rose by 6% compared to the previous 12. The inventory of houses for sale is now at its lowest level since 2004, and this also is pushing sales prices higher. During the Great Recession, housing prices in the Valley dropped by 26%, which is significantly less than areas like Tampa, Florida, where prices dropped by almost 50%. Housing prices have been recovering from those dark days of recession. Even in Tampa, prices eventually exceeded their 2005 level in 2016. 11 years to get back where they were. And mind you, this is just in current dollars. If we adjust for inflation, they're still 20% down. In the Valley, housing prices have increased significantly from the bottom. They still have not reached their pre-recessionary highs, which were obviously non-sustainable then. However, they now appear on the horizon again. One of the reasons that the local housing inventory is so low is that we are not really building new homes. New building permits, which are precursors to new houses being built, were running at above 400 per month in the Valley in 2004-2005 period. Even during the worst of the recession, it only dropped to 100 permits per month. But now, they are running at around 40 permits. We are not building new houses anywhere close to what we used to, even during the dark days of the Great Recession. Okay, so what's the forecast? The housing market is even more sensitive to mortgage rates than it is to inventory, since usually it is the monthly payment that's the final determinant of purchase. And now that the Department of Treasury has announced their intention to borrow close to $1 trillion this year, almost twice what they borrowed last, mortgage rates have already climbed 60 basis points just in 2018 and appears to be continuing to go up. This undoubtedly will put a damper on the rising demand for housing. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.